It's Friday. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. And here's your sports. Seventh-ranked Aggie baseball team could certainly use a sweep this weekend because anything less might hurt them in the hunt for a top-8 seed for the NCAA tournament. The Aggies' RPI ranking is 17th right now, and San Diego State, despite having a Hall of Fame coach, is below 500 at 22-27. Still, Rob Childress says that they'll come in giving them everything they got.
Well, I expect them to come in and give us everything that they've got. And, you know, for me and for our team, it's about what do we do. And, you know, we've got to throw the ball over the plate and throw strikes. We do a great job of that for the most part. We've got to be great at routine plays defensively. And from an offensive standpoint, we've got to continue to improve and grow and develop about from an offensive 1-9 and moving the offense along and creating innings. And, you know, our whole goal is if we can score a run an inning, and you know, we're going to make you die a really slow death, and because our pitching's going to suffocate you, and that's what we've got to do.
Weather willing, game one tonight at 6:35, game two at 2:05 tomorrow, 12:05 on Sunday. Saturday is Military Appreciation Day with on-field recognition and a pregame flyover. Saturday's pitcher is Ross Stripling, who is also one of 92 A&M student-athletes who will receive their diploma this weekend. Here's Rob Childress.
Well, he's the definition of student-athlete. I mean, you start talking about a wonderful story. It's just an amazing story. I mean, from, you know, the summer after his senior year, sitting in my office, knowing full well this is where he wanted to get his degree from and asking for all but an opportunity to be a part of the baseball team and, you know, to go on and etch his name in the record books, and they're going to continue to get deeper and deeper as we go. And, you know, to be a 3.7 finance major is just it's a great tribute to him and who he is and what he wants to do with his life. And there's no doubt he's going to make a difference in this world no matter what he ends up doing. He's going to get the opportunity to play professional baseball and may yet pitch in the big leagues, but he's going to make a difference in society, I can promise you that.
Aggie softball team is in Boise, Idaho for a regular season finale series. Last night, A&M came back from a 3-0 first-inning deficit to win 5-4. Mel Dumazic and Natalie Villarreal got home runs, and Dumazic got her 27th win in the circle. They play again today at 5. Aggie women's tennis team is at the NCAAs in Ann Arbor. The track teams are at the Big 12 meet in Manhattan. And the women's golf team is in fourth place after the first round of the NCAA East Regional at Penn State. Katerina Rytikova has the overall individual lead after a 5-under par 67 after the first round. A few high school diamond teams are still on their path, hopefully to the state tournament, but Brazos Christian's baseball team is already there. Today at 2:30 in Waco, the Eagles are scheduled to meet defending state champ Shiner St. Paul in the state TAP semifinal game. BC is 20-4 against St. Paul's 19-6 record. The winner will meet either Rockwall Christian or Lake Jackson Brazosport for the state title tomorrow in Belton. The Bryan Vikings start the area round of the playoffs against Garland Sachse at 7 tonight in Garland. Game 2 tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Bryan Viking Field, and a third game to follow if needed. A&M Consolidated Tigers will meet Dallas Jesuit starting at 6 tonight at Tiger Field. Then that series shifts to Dallas Jesuit tomorrow at 1 with the if needed game to follow. Also from the Brazos Valley in 4A, Brenham plays a one-game series area round playoff with Little Cypress Mauriceville tonight at Umel Kingwood. In 3A, Madisonville meets Jasper in an area series starting tonight in Lufkin. Caldwell starts a series tonight with Huffman Hargraves in the Woodlands, and Rockdale meets Bridge City for a series starting tonight in New Caney. In 2A, Franklin has a one-game area round playoff game with Sunnyvale in Ballard tonight at 7:30. And in Class A, Bremont starts a series against Flatonia in Brenham tonight, and Burton meets Thrall one game in LaGrange. In softball, Bryan takes on Belton in the regional quarterfinal series starting tonight at 6 with all games at Baylor's Getterman Stadium. Game 2 is following Game 1 tonight with a third game tomorrow at 1 if needed. Texas Rangers split a doubleheader yesterday with the Baltimore Orioles. Josh Hamilton homered and Derek Holland pitched 6 innings of 4-hit ball as the Rangers topped the Orioles 7-3 in the nightcap. Earlier in the day, Baltimore belted 5 home runs against Rangers starter Colby Lewis in a 6-5 win. In the NBA playoffs last night, Philadelphia beat Chicago 79-78. An 8 seed beats the number 1 seed, and Philadelphia wins the series 4-2. And they'll take on Boston. Boston eliminated Atlanta last night 83-80. But Denver and L.A. will have to play a game 7. Denver wins 113-96 to tie that series at 3-3. And that's your look at sports. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com.